This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 16th. The Staff That Budded. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 17. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them, one from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on his staff. On the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name. For there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting, in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law, where I meet with you. The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites." So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and their leaders gave him 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of their ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the Covenant Law. The next day, Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them, and each of the leaders took his own staff. The Lord said to Moses, "Put back Aaron's staff in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law, to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die." Moses did just as the Lord commanded. The Israelites said to Moses, "We will die. We are lost. We are all lost. Anyone who even comes near the tabernacle of the Lord will die. Are we all going to die?" It was a miraculous, incredible sign. God said, "The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout. A dead stick would come to life." One staff from each tribe, including Aaron's staff for the tribe of Levi, was placed before the Lord in the tabernacle. And by the next day, Aaron's staff had not only sprouted, but it had also budded, blossomed, and grown almonds. It had gone through all the stages of fruitfulness. Aaron's staff was a sign that his family was chosen by God to do the work of priests, offering sacrifices and prayers to God for the people. Aaron's staff also pointed ahead to the coming of our great high priest, Jesus. Aaron's staff not only sprouted, but also grew almonds. It looked a lot like a lampstand in the tabernacle with its leaves and blossoms. And the lampstand was a sign pointing to Jesus as the light of the world. Aaron's staff was a gracious sign that God was with his people to give them light and life. Like Aaron's staff, Jesus grew up like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He was the ultimate servant of the Lord, and he became our ultimate high priest. Praise God that in Christ, our God is with us to save. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, just as you gave Israel a sign of your saving presence, you have shown us that Jesus saves. Thank you for your grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.